said, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Before we went to break, I was talking about the 46 lives that were lost as the three guys, and I don't know who they are, but they'll soon find out. I don't know how many bodies or people in this tractor trailer in over 100 degree heat coming from the Mexican border. And 45 of them died. 16 were taken to hospitals. No air conditioning in this truck. No water. And then you listen to a soulless person like CJ, who has no soul. And so, you know, he really is an inhuman kind of person. I don't care if I ever have a conversation with CJ again, because he is, what kind of human being does not have any compassion or sympathy for, the fact that all of these people lost their lives, and instead of having some compassion and sympathy for them, he then turns around and says, well, it's Joe Biden's fault. Joe Biden said it's all right for them to come. The policies that happened at this border need to really change. The plight of migrants seeking refuge is always a humanitarian crisis, but tonight we are dealing with a horrific tragedy. San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg said Monday night, we hope those responsible for putting these people in such inhumane conditions are prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And likewise, he didn't say what the moronic CJ said. Joe Biden. I mean, that's not the issue. The fact that there were three inhumane people who piled all of those people in a coffin, that's what that was, a coffin and 100-degree heat. And those people actually baked inside. Can you imagine their blood at 100 degrees?
Literally, I got a little heat stroke on Friday going to Summerfest. I can't imagine the pain, the uncomfortable, just horrible, horrible experience that would be to die that way, to go through all of that and basically cook to death.
Officials said it was one of the deadliest tragedies involving migrants in recent memory and emblematic of the ongoing struggle for thousands of people that make the dangerous crossings into the United States. Texas has seen record levels of migrant crossings from Mexico this year and has been bracing for a renewed surge. Authorities say crossings are on pace to hit more than 2 million by the end of 2022. Again, I say that this is not about, again, those people coming here illegally. It's about what's happening in their nations, in their countries, that our country has a hidden hand in. And so if you don't understand why these people are crossing deserts and risking their lives with the clothes on their back, and that's all they have, if you don't understand that, if you don't understand that there's political realities behind it and that our nation is right at the forefront of that, then there's no point in me even having a conversation with you or wasting my time. The plight of migrants seeking refuge is always a humanitarian crisis. Nirenberg said Monday, he described the victims as men and women who had families who were likely trying to find a better life. And that's what's at the root of it. They're not coming here to create, to commit crimes. They're coming here to find a better life, which is really what the people who came to this country originally came for, to find a better life. And that is what this nation is supposed to be about. I mean, these Beto O'Rourke, a Democratic candidate for Texas governor, said the discovery was devastating. He added that the thoughts go out to the families of those who lost their lives in San Antonio. That's what a human being would say, CJ. You know, that's what a human being would say. They are a result of deadly open border policies, which is what the other side of this is, what Greg Abbott wrote on Twitter. They show the deadly consequences of his refusal to enforce the law. We need urgent action, dismantle human smuggling rings, and replace them with expanded avenues for legal immigration that reflect our values and meet our country's needs, O'Rourke wrote on Twitter. Which one sounds better? Again, listening to what O'Rourke said is a humane way of looking at things. Listening to what Greg Abbott and CJ and others like them had to say, there's going to be even more of it. But man, you can't be a human being and not feel for those people whose lives have ended because their life on this planet was not filled with opportunities. And I'll say this, as a human family, you don't have any choice into what nation you are born in. Last time I checked, you don't. None of us do. But we are born into the human family, which means your nationality, where you come from, should not have any bearing on whether or not you have human rights. That's what we're talking about. The lack of the human rights opportunities for humans. Yeah, so we're Americans, we're born in America, and so we're better. Well, again, we only make up 4% of the global population. We've got to look beyond us and look at a bigger picture. Got to go to a break, heartbreaking. That many people lost their lives. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be back.